Good morning. Very warm welcome to Newbury Baptist Church. It's great to have you here this morning and looking forward to worshipping God together today. Zachary's dedication this morning, a very significant milestone in his life and the life of his parents too. A special welcome to members of our Boys and Girls Brigade as well. It's great to see you all there and you're very, very welcome to worship with us this morning. Please remember, if you're able to, you can come and join us tomorrow to pray together, either 11:30 for 40 minutes or at 8 o'clock for an hour. It would be lovely to see you at either of those. We really do depend upon those gatherings for prayer. I also just need to remind you that we have a special church meeting in 2 weeks' time. And because it's a special church meeting, I need to remind you what it is under consideration. So I'm just going to read that out to you. Following the service on July the 7th, there will be a special church meeting and an ordinary church meeting. The ordinary church meeting will include items on future staffing, home for good, and winter night shelter. The special church meeting will consider the following proposal. This special church meeting approves the new constitution for Newbury Baptist Church to become a charitable incorporated organisation. And I'll repeat that again next week, just so you are reminded. I'm going to ask if you would just stand up, all of you. And when the organ plays, we're going to receive the colours here into church. If that's an odd thing to you, if you're not accustomed to that kind of thing, it's a way of saying that our brigades are important to us. They're part of the life of this church, and this is our opportunity to welcome them here into the body of the church. So, David, if you'd like to play, and we'll receive the colours here at the front. Thank you. To remain standing, let's pray together. Father, this day, every hour and minute and second of it belongs to you. You created it. You set the planets in the heavens. You rotate the earth slowly that we might pick up night and day. You are our very life and breath. Come now by your Spirit, we pray. Show your power. Breathe your life. And let us know that you are present here. Amen. Thank you. Do please sit down. So, today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome Drew and Sarah with their new son and other members of their wider families. Drew and Sarah are here to present their son before the Lord, just as Jesus was presented in the temple by his parents. In so doing, they recognize that he is not their personal property, but belongs also to God, and that as parents, they have responsibilities before God. In the promises they will make in a few moments' time, they will commit themselves to fulfill those responsibilities. As a church, we shall welcome their son into our family just as Jesus welcomed the children who were brought to him. Also, we shall promise in the presence of God to offer our support and friendship to this child and his family, and to join with his parents in praying for him and in sharing our faith with him. Finally, we shall ask God for his blessing on this child. Long, long ago, God's people were told to pass on what their faith meant from generation to generation, and so it would go on. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. These commandments are to be remembered, says the scriptures, and taken to heart. Repeat them to your children. Then there was an occasion when Jesus was talking to a crowd of people. It wasn't a neat and tidy crowd like you sat in seats. It was a crowd on the street, and they're all pushing and shoving, and people started to get to the front with their children and thrust them forward so they could try and get them in front of Jesus so that he would bless them. And the disciples got really narked about that and thought this wasn't the kind of thing that should happen. And Jesus looked at them and he said, "Let the children come. Do not try and stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And then he took them in his arms and he blessed them. So I'm going to ask Drew and Sarah and Joshua and Noah if they come up and join me. And Zachary, of course. So, Drew and Sarah, as father and mother, I ask you, do you acknowledge with gratitude that it was God in his goodness who brought you the gift of this son?
We do.
Do you realize the serious and tender responsibilities which come to you with the gift, and that it's now your duty to teach him the things of God from his earliest years?
We do.
Do you promise to order both your home and your lives, that they might be no hindrance to spiritual things, but rather an example for this little one to follow?
We do.
Now, let me just take this for a minute. So, Joshua and Zach, let me come down here so I can talk to Joshua and Zach. This is Zach. Will you help Mummy and Daddy to look after Zach and be the best big brothers you can be?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, let's welcome, well, Zachary James, welcome in the name of the Lord. Hey, let's go see these people, shall we? Yeah, Mummy and Daddy are still there. Let's go see who's around here, shall we? Keeping a very careful eye. Oh, look, someone with a camera here. Look, you've got to turn a nice little smile, look. Look at all these people, Zach. Look at all these people are going to pray for you in a minute. Yeah, they're still there, I promise, Poppet. They're still there. Look at all these faces down here, look. Look at all these people. And they're all going to pray for you in a minute. Yeah? Look at all the faces. There, look. There we go, look. There's lots more down here too, see? I know. Yeah, to make the kind of promises that Drew and Sarah have just made and to keep them is no small thing. I'm going to ask if you would to stand to pledge your support for them. And if you could say "we do" at the end of the question, that would be wonderful. Do you promise to offer to Zach and his family your love and care, and to join with his parents in sharing your faith with him and praying for him?
Amen.
Zachary James, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. There we go. Do please sit down. Do you want to go and sit down? Tom's going to come and pray for you all now.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, you alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. We thank you for the gift of life, in particular for baby Zachary. We lift him before you today and pray that your spirit will be upon him, that your love will surround him. We pray for your protection and blessing upon him, and that he will come to know you as his Lord and Saviour. We lift up the whole family to you, Drew, Sarah, Noah, and Joshua. Please bless this family. Keep them close to you. Surround them with your spirit and love. As a church family, I pray that we will stand with them, support them, and care for them. Lord, you say, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I pray that this hope in the Lord will be at the heart of Zachary's life as he grows, that it will strengthen him. We lift these prayers in your precious and holy name. Amen.
We know yours is not a house without Bibles in it. There's quite a few of them, but we want Zach to have one of his very own. So here we are. That's for you. Exciting. That's for you from us. Oh, he's very interested in it. He's reading it already. We're going to stand up and sing together a song which Drew and Sarah have chosen for us on this occasion, Cornerstone. Thank you.
built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. This morning, Lord, we want to claim that you are steadfast, you are the rock, you are the cornerstone that holds the pieces together, and in you we find rest and stability. And we choose to align ourselves to you again this morning. You'll be central to our thoughts and our actions, that we will not just be hearers but doers. The light that is before us and behind us that shows us the way. So we want to say that we want to be that person, that community that is following that light. So let's enjoy and sing My Lighthouse.
You are the peace in our troubles.
Do please sit down. There's something wonderfully British about putting the word hey in brackets, isn't there? It's like you don't have to, but you know, if you want, you can. We're not quite there yet. When we get to heaven, we'll all be doing it with a vengeance. Now, we're all staying in together today because it's so nice having the groups in here with us. Crest room is available, but parents, if you want to use it, you'd need to accompany your child to go there. So very happy for you to stay if you'd like to. But if you do need to use it at any point, please make use of it. So what have these Boys and Girls Brigades been up to? Come and tell us about what BB's been up to, Roger, and then I'm not sure who's going to tell us about Girls Brigade. We'll find out.
Morning. Going to see how awake you are this morning. When we marched the colours in, does anybody know what the hymn was? David Brazier, Keep Quiet. No, it's going to have to be David Brazier who answers, I think, because I don't think anybody else recognised it.
Underneath the Banner.
Thank you, David. Right, I knew one person would know, so I knew David Pawley was on the organ this morning as well because of that, but it's a very old BB hymn written in 1926, and before any of the boys pass any comments, no, I wasn't around when it was originally written. I'm going to get a couple of them up in a minute. So we've had quite a busy sort of summer term so far. Did something a little bit unusual just at the start, because normally we don't meet bank holidays, but Easter and May Day always gets a bit tricky, especially with Monday nights. So we decided this year on the May bank holiday we were going to go somewhere, so we basically took them bowling for the evening. And it was quite nice, because some of the parents stayed around as well and sort of had a bit of a chat, so that was quite good. So, but yesterday, we went off somewhere for the day, and I'm going to go and get Josh and Dylan. So if I can get the two of you up the front. They're looking asleep still. I think we tired them out yesterday. Right, got to face the front. They're not too scary, I promise. Right, Josh, where did we go yesterday?
We went to the Winchester Science Museum.
Okay. Dylan, what did I say I asked you to go and think about this morning?
I like making the Connect cars and doing parachutes and playing outside while having lunch.
I thought that might be it. Yeah, we took them over to the Winchester Science Museum yesterday. So I said, could they give me three things they enjoyed? So that was, first one?
Making Connects cards.
Making Connects cards. Was that something to do with the University of Southampton downstairs? No, it was it was a bit upstairs. Right, okay. The other bit?
I like doing, the parachutes.
Yeah. They had a big plastic tube where any of you used to go around and have the little plastic parachute is which you used to go out and chuck out your bedroom window and see them drop down to the floor. So yeah, they did the opposite one. They had a big tube which had a fan at the bottom and you popped them in and they literally shot up through this great big tube, popped out the top and then landed back on your head again. So James was kept busy and everything for quite a while yesterday because some of them stuck on the top of the tube and you had a reach pole to go and neck them down with. And the other bit?
Having lunch.
There's always food involved somewhere with it. Okay, right. Josh, what was your three things?
The planetarium.
Okay, and I quite like the planetarium. Do you want to know why I quite liked it? You lot all kept quiet for half hour. So which bit of the planetarium did you like? Talk a little bit about that.
So we explored all the moons around the galaxy and stuff.
Okay, right. So that was one thing. They even gave us a little stargazing guide as well, so you could go and sort of see some constellations and everything as well with it. So, and I was quite chuffed because in the shop afterwards, there's been a planetarium book I've wanted for years, which I used to read when I was about his age at school. Couldn't find a copy anywhere, got one yesterday. So I was chuffed. Okay, two other things?
There's a thermal scanner there.
A thermal scanner. What did the thermal scanner do?
Showed the heat in your body.
Okay, what colour did you come out?
Red.
Red. Yeah, red, orange and white, I think it was, when we stood on that. That was in the space bit downstairs, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. Other thing?
The rovers. Moon
rovers. The moon rovers. Okay, right. So, yeah, so I had quite a long time yesterday, so we sort of, if just in case you wondered what the funny vehicle was, I had to leave the minibus here overnight last night, but we took them all down there yesterday and there. Bus to Winchester, quite a long day. And parents, did they sleep well last night? I'm getting people nodding their head, so good. We must have worked quite well and tired them all out. So that was what BB's been up to over the last few weeks. Tomorrow, weather permitting, we're open. If you're anywhere sort of around Birth clear area. Keep your eye open. We might be up the top of Beacon Hill flying kites, hopefully, weather permitting. So thank you.
Thank you. So who's come out to tell us what Girls Brigade have been up to?
Over the past term, we have been learning how to look after the world that God created and how to look after our environment. Yesterday, we made the Girls Brigade logo from recycled materials that we collected in advance.
The Girls Brigade motto is Seek, Serve and Follow Christ, and the logo represents the following things.
The lamp reminds us that the Bible is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Jesus is the light of the world and he wants us to bring that light to other people.
The cross reminds us that Jesus died on the cross to equal our sins, and it is an empty cross to remind us that Jesus is alive.
The crown reminds us that Jesus is our King and we should follow. The flame reminds us of the Holy Spirit who has come to help us.
Brilliant, thank you. Do go and sit down. Jenny's going to come and pray for both brigades now. Thank you, Jenny.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the brigades and the opportunity they give for young people to learn about you and find friendship and support through the groups. We pray for the leaders and the helpers of the brigades. We ask you that you would help them in the planning, organisation and running of the sessions, that you would inspire them to know what to teach and help them to find ways of engaging and inspiring the young people. We thank you for all the time, effort and thought that they give week in and week out, and we ask that you would strengthen and encourage them. We pray that you would help them to build strong relationships with the youth, and that this would lead to further opportunities for faith to grow. We also pray for the brigaders themselves. Lord, you know and love each one of them in an amazing and unimaginable way. You know what challenges they are facing, what they enjoy, the good relationships that they have with others and the bad, and you know what lies before them and behind them. You know where each of them are at in their relationship with you. We raise each of them up to you, and we ask that you would help them as they grow to learn more about you through the brigades, through both the activities they do and the people that they spend time with. We ask that you would give them a hunger to know more about you and that you would be very real to each of them, that they would know the great love that you have for them and that they would find peace in you in times of trouble. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. In a moment or two, we're going to sing a great hymn of faith together, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And after that, things are going to get a bit interesting for two of the leaders. We're going to have one from Girls Brigade and one from Boys Brigade. They're going to do a blindfold challenge. They don't know anything about this, apart from the fact it said blindfold challenge on the order of service. And we'll need a bit of cheering, I think, from the relevant brigades for them as they do it. And after that, oh, I'll tell you after that. Let's stand up and sing Great is Thy Faithfulness together.
There is no shadow.
please sit down? Now, who have I got? Who are my two leaders that are going to come out here? Sean and Roger. Okay. Now, let me just move that for a minute. So, all quite simple, really. That side of the church, we've got a ball in a bucket. And over this side of the church, we've got a ball in a bucket as well. Now, all you're going to have to do when the time comes is to get across there and fetch it and bring it back to me. And obviously, you'll have to cheer for whichever one you would prefer to win. However, before I do that, I'm going to blindfold you both. And also, we're going to put some obstacles in your way, just to make it interesting. Actually, could somebody do one of these blind... Ben, can you... Are you blindfold your mum? Go on. Right, okay. You're going to look very sweet in this, you know. It's really going to do something for you, Roger. Excellent. There we are. Do you think you should wear this to parade nights? Okay, now let's just make it a little bit more interesting. Do you want to try and sit down if you can? Now, there's some obstacles that side. Okay. Put some obstacles this side. Ben's making a very thorough job of that. What is it he doesn't want his mum to see? Okay. Okay, so when I count to three, you guys, just so you know what you're going to do, you've got to get past the obstacles to the bucket and return the ball to my hand, okay? Are we ready for this? Three, don't forget, I need some cheering. Three, two, one. You need to tell them where to go. Come on, girls, you need to cheer a bit harder or a boys brigade are going to get this. Oh, boys brigade have it. Ah, shame. Okay, thank you both very much. It's all right, you can take the blindfold off now, I promise. Wonderful. Thank you very much. You want to go and sit down. Sometimes it's really hard to find out where you're going, even if you know the way. And for any of you who've got long car journeys coming up this summer, this little video clip is for you. Can we lose the lights, please? And if you're dreading that long car journey, then here's a suggestion about how to do it differently. But I am going to ask you some observation questions after it. So you need to watch it really carefully. Let's have the clip now.
Where's
all good,
Miss?
All done here.
Piggy,
come it. We're going to get Miss Piggy, right?
Okay, okay, okay. You're right. We'll go get Piggy.
My Minitel tells me she is in Paris, France.
Oh, well then we drive to France.
You can't drive to France, Walter.
Yeah, it's way too far.
Then maybe we should travel by map.
Good idea, Fozzie. Oh, yeah.
How many people were in the car? Well, creatures. Go on. More than that. Yep. Sorry? No, less than that. Go on. It was 15. Very good. Why couldn't they drive to France? Yeah. Well, yeah, they said, oh, it's too far, didn't they? Okay. Now then. Whereabouts they arrive in France? Yeah. Very good. Well done. Okay. Now, you really need to have been watching for this one. When they come out of the sea in Cannes, What's happened to the two adults in the back? Micah. They have. Something else has happened. Yeah, but something else has happened in the back. Yeah. Anybody? They've swapped sides. Very good. Well done. Okay. What kind of car are they driving? A brown one. Well, yes. Yeah. So. No, it's not a BMW. Yes, it's a Rolls Royce. Okay. What building do they pass that no longer looks the same in Paris? Yeah. Oh, no, that does still look the same. Go on, it's Keris. Notre Dame, very good. You're excellent at this. What's the building that they end up in? The car pulls into the driveway. What is the building where Miss Piggy is to be found? Yeah. No, anybody? Anybody? Vogue. Okay, this is the one last bonus question. What number was it on the street? Oh, 56. Very good. See, you were watching. Like I say, I dedicate that clip to any parent who is dreading a summer holiday drive with the children in the back. If only it were that easy. If you could just press a little button that says travel by map and get there in a few minutes. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But very few journeys are quite that easy, are they? And I decided to talk just a little bit for a few minutes about journeys this morning, and I'm going really low-tech with my visual aids today. I'll put them on the screen for those who can't see them very easily. So we're going to talk about road signs. This one has no relevance at all to the talk, but I love it. Has anybody ever actually seen this sign anywhere? Anybody know what it means? Yeah. It means don't drive your car with explosives in it. I've no idea where that would be put. I think somebody was having a boring day at the office and decided to design. Anyway, let's think about some other road signs. Here's something a little bit more serious. What does this one mean? Yeah. Sorry? No cars can go through. No, it's a no-through road. You can't go that way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to all of us, just doing things our own way and doing our own thing and ignoring God. But you know what? It says if you do that, it leads absolutely nowhere. It's a no-through road. I've found lots of people who only discover that late on in their lives. They spend years and years and years hammering down the road only to realize that it takes them nowhere. I've been doing this for 32 years now, so I've done a lot of baptisms. One of the ones that I really remember was Fred. Now, Fred was 92 years old. We didn't dip him in the water, but we didn't, that would be safe. And Fred was absolutely thrilled to come to Jesus, but he said, I wish I'd done this such a long time ago. You know, it's a real waste if we keep on going down a road without God that leads nowhere. There's someone I knew years ago called Dennis. Dennis had a hard time with God. Dennis had a teenage boy who had a terrible road accident and he couldn't forgive God after that. And Dennis's life went on and on and on and on until he lay dying in bed. And one day, as he lay dying in bed, there was a knock on the door and this guy turned up that he'd known years before. This guy was living in Australia. And he said, you know what? God told me to come here. And he got on a plane and he'd flown all the way up from Australia and he came and he sat at the end of Dennis's bed and he said, Dennis, it's time to stop that no-through road. It's time to get back to God again. And Dennis, who was a millionaire but a very sad one, came back to God at the last minute and he abandoned that no-through road. Let's have another look at a different sign, shall we? What does this one mean, somebody? Yeah. Yes. Sorry? It's so icy and slippery on the road. That's right. It might be like if there's been roadworks or something, means you've got to take extra care. Listen, if God plays no part in our lives, then it's really hard to keep a grip on the road. Circumstances overwhelm us. If you look at the picture on the screen behind me, the car is kind of swerving one way one minute and one way the next. And that happens when we don't have God in our lives. You know, we're really, really happy one minute and then something goes wrong and then we're really, really sad the next and we can't seem to find a way to keep the car going along the road. Jesus once looked out at a crowd of people who weren't trusting him. He said, you know what? They're like sheep without a shepherd. You ever seen a sheep that's escaped from the field? You ever seen one running along the side of the road? Well, if you do, they don't look happy. They look terrified. When a sheep's got away from the rest of the flock and it's out of the field, it looks really, really frightened. Jesus says, that's what you're like when you haven't got me in your life. Something has to change. Let's look at another one. Well, I won't ask you what this one means because it's kind of obvious because it says it on the tin. Give way. Let me see if I can find somewhere to stick that one. There we are. There will come a point in your life, maybe it's even today, where you have to give way to God and say, look, actually, enough of driving down this road without you. I need you in my life. You maybe need to be like the prodigal son who comes back and says, I've really messed up. I want you to take me back. You maybe have to be like Peter who sinks to his knees and says, I never realized that's who you were, my Lord and my God. It can feel a little bit awkward, but if you do it, you'll end up like the man in the story that I was telling to Girls Brigade last night, who found some treasure and thought, this is worth everything to me. And he gave up everything in order to hold it. So there may come a point where you simply need to give way to God and say, enough of that no through road. Enough of that sliding about. I want to trust you now. If you do that, then here's another one. What does this sign mean? Yes, so go on. Kind of go forward. Can anybody make it a little bit more precise for me? Yeah, go on. Yeah? Can you think what it means? It means somebody else. Micah. One way only, absolutely. You come to the point where you do give way to Jesus and you do say, look, enough of that no through road. I'm going to follow you. Jesus says, well, you do that, and that's the only way to go. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Follow him, and you get to go somewhere that he's been preparing for you for the last 2,000 years. Somewhere where he spent all that time preparing a welcome for you. So it might just be there comes a point we have to say, look, enough of that nose through your head, enough of that slipping about. I'm going to give way to God, and I'm going to go this new one way. Sometimes you can't decide that immediately. Do you know what these ones mean? What are these ones for? Somebody. Yeah, Samuel. Sorry? Getting ready to turn. Yeah, I'll have to find somewhere I can stick those three all together. If you come to a junction on a motorway or a big dual carriageway like the A34, as you get closer to a junction, it gives you little warnings so that you don't miss it. And sometimes God gives us little warnings. He doesn't just tell us once or twice or three times. He tells us again and again and again, look, it's time to stop that no through road and it's time to follow me. And you know what? If you miss a junction when it's given you all that warning, you usually have to end up going a long way round to come back to where you want to be. So sometimes it's best just to turn off when you're told to. If that decision is made, then I won't ask you what this one means because it says it on the tin. New road layout ahead. Where can I find to stick that one? There we are. If you decide to go with God, if you decide to embrace him, then it all becomes very different for you. I'll tell you three people. I can think of a guy called Marian. Yeah, I know that doesn't sound like a man's name. He lived in Serbia. Marian was a friend of mine. Marian was a mercenary. He was a soldier for hire. And he found God. And he got to that point of giving way. And Marian's life changed completely. Or I could tell you about a friend of mine, used to be my colleague, Siobhan, used to be a barmaid, came to a parade service like this one, came to faith, became a family's worker with me, has now gone on to be an evangelist. Or like Brian. Brian, who got to the absolute top of his profession, he was an architect. He oversaw the building of the Financial Times headquarters on the banks of the Thames. Got to the absolute zenith of his career. I said, you know what? I want to stop this now because God's sending me somewhere else. And he became a pastor until he retired. It comes a point you've got to give way to God. You've got to say, enough of that no through road. Now there are new priorities for me. And it won't all change overnight. What does this one mean? Got two more signs. What does this one mean? It's not men testing umbrellas. Yeah, what is it? Sorry? Digging up the road? Yeah, anything else? What would you call it? Construction in progress or something? Listen, if you do any of the things I've just talked about, if you say, look, I've been going the wrong way, and if you maybe have the countdown, you've heard it three or four or five times, you say, look, now is the time I'm going to believe it. If you say yes, you won't change like that. You won't become a completely different person straight away, but slowly, slowly, a bit like the road getting changed, you will become different. Just one more sign, and this is my favourite. Let me find it. There we go. What does this one mean? Let me see. Is there anyone who hasn't answered yet? Oh, yeah. Who can we see? Anybody? Yes. What's this one? No, it doesn't mean you can cross. Danek, what do you... Sorry? No, it doesn't. It's telling you that something isn't there. Something that's usually next to the road. No? Oh, dear. It's a good job you're not drivers, isn't it? Yeah. It's warning you about pedestrians. It's telling you that there is no footpath. So, therefore, the pedestrians might well be walking along the edge of the road, and so you've got to be extra careful so you don't knock them over. But I love that sign. I'll tell you why. Here's some words written by a very wise king a very long time ago. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. I love that road sign because it's kind of a picture of my life. But I'm the little one, and God's the big one. And I find the road quite a scary place to walk by if there's no path. And all the way, I hold his hand and he guides me. Little story to finish with. Forrest Gump got to heaven. And St. Peter says to him, you can only come in if you can answer three questions. This happens a lot in stories, I know. But anyway, he says, first of all, Forrest, how many seconds are there in a year? That takes some working out, isn't it? How many seconds in a year? Oh, he says, it's easy. He says, there's 12. There's a 2nd of January and a 2nd of February. And it's like, well, fair enough. Second question. Forrest, which 2 days of the week begin with T? He says, no, today and tomorrow. Well, it's a fair point, isn't it? And then the last question is, what's God's first name? What's God's first... Oh, that's easy, says Forrest. I know a song all about that. His first name's Andy. Because the song says, Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me. A long life's narrow. And that is the way God is to me. I learned that song when I very first gave way to Jesus. And sometimes I still hum it to myself now. That's the way we need to live. Holding his hand, safe beside the road, and going places. We're going to sing together as we finish our service. There's a song called Send Me Out.
Okay, so a song that we have done once a few weeks ago, Send Me Out. Just want to remind you about the actions for the chorus, and absolutely join in if you are able to and you'd like to. So it is, I want to be your hands and feet, and point your feet. I want to be your voice every time I speak. I want to run to the ones in need. In the name of Jesus, this is the sign for Jesus. I want to give my life away, all for your kingdom's sake. Shine a light in the darkest place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So just to remind you of that. So let's stand.
pray together, and after that I'll ask you to remain standing as the colours go out of church. Let's pray together. Father, we ask now for your blessing. We ask you to bless all those we love. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.